There's going to be a Pittsburgh Firewalk Carnival taking place at Allegheny Commons. It's 1 week from today, November 23rd and November 24th. We've asked Greg Manley from City of Play to join us today. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And talk a little bit just about it, what this is all, what's going to be happening. It's the Pittsburgh Firewalk. It's a weekend of activities where people who know how to play with fire will be playing with fire, I think.
Well, right? It's something like that. But what it really is it's the oldest trick in the book. It's lighting a couple of small community get-together fires like you'd have in your backyard, but doing it in public and saying, come on by and share a story. Now, we're curating each of these fires with professional dancers and musicians and storytellers from a lot of different traditions. But more than anything, it's an opportunity to enjoy the autumn at night by firelight. And who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. You know, right around Thanksgiving, you
exactly. Can enjoy so we'll even be featuring family stories at one of the fires. And I thought, boy, there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of excitement around Thanksgiving. Wouldn't it be great for people to let some of that out by sharing it around a fire with your neighbors? I think it'd be exciting. So that'll be on Saturday night and Sunday night.
That's great. Now, these fires, are they going to be wood, or how are they going to
Yeah, they're all seasoned hardwood, and I have to give a great, big, huge thanks to Wholesale Mulch and Gravel, who has donated all of the firewood to us. And they've said, we'll bring in a whole truck, and it's yours to sell, it's yours to keep the fires going. And that's really the only thing we'll be selling. Personally, as City of Play, but we'll have a firelit night market as well. But we'll be selling firewood for people to engrave memories on or whatever they want to burn, and they can toss it in the fire.
Oh, what a nice thing.
Well, it just seemed like the right thing to do, you know?
Yeah, it's actually, you could write down your troubles and burn them if
yeah,
you choose
right.
to.
Yeah, that's right. And we've also offered to our sponsors an opportunity to have the words, this fire burns in thanks to any three words of your choice. And we'll laser engrave that into a hardwood log. And then our storyteller will say by the fire, this fire burns in thanks to whatever three words you want. And that's been a way for people to put their best wishes and their hopes and dreams into a real physical form that they can that helps our fire walk happen.
Oh, that's a great thing. Now, let's talk about the particulars. Next Saturday, next Sunday, the 23rd and 24th, what are the hours and the locations?
So it's at sunset at Allegheny Square. And people keep asking me, what time is sunset exactly? And what do you mean by Allegheny Square? Is it East Commons? Is it West Commons? And I'm kind of sticking to my guns here and using the old language. 'Cause Allegheny Square is, of course, basically right above where we are right now.
I was going to say exactly. If you know how to get to Buell Community Park or right in front of the Children's Museum, that's basically where
it is.
That's
it. It's where Federal and Ohio used to cross back when this was Allegheny City. Right?
Right.
That was the square, the old square of the old city. So we're doing it in this kind of old-fashioned way. And then we're doing it sunset because, well, we'll light all the fires at sunset.
It makes sense,
it's
right?
Maybe it's an hour and a half long of sunset, but show up any time throughout the commons and just you'll find the fires. You'll find us.
Yeah, and there's no admission. You can just
there's
come.
There's no admission at all. This is a real carnival. And what I mean by that is like Carnival down in Rio or Mardi Gras. These are international ancient traditions of all of the city playing together. They decide, hey, we're going to all play a game together. I think Halloween's the best instance of a American carnival that
yeah,
happens throughout the whole city. You know?
Either New Year's Eve or Halloween.
Sure, New Year's Eve.
Although, Halloween's a little commercial too, and New Year's Eve can be.
And
but,
of course that happens. But they start from these really honest places of
yeah.
saying, let's all just have fun tonight.
And that's what this is going to be about, especially because it's free. And Greg is from an organization called City of Play, and the mission of City of Play is really to try to activate the community through play.
Yeah, we have a very simple mission, which is more curious, less afraid.
It's perfect. I like it. I like it a lot. And curiosity is something a lot of people don't, they kind of hide their curiosity, or they don't seek it as much.
I mean, that's the most amazing thing about being human, is that you get to try all sorts of things and learn all sorts of things. I mean, we're blessed with these amazing minds that can learn and can adapt and can change. And if you limit your curiosity, what are you doing to yourself?
Yeah, and it's a family friendly event. You can go.
Absolutely, we'll have child friendly stories. We'll have this. I've told all of the storytellers, dancers, and musicians, this is for everybody. So whoever joins you at the fire, you suit your stories to them.
Do you know some of the names of some of the storytellers that are coming?
Of course, I do.
Why don't you share some of this?
We'll have Alan Irvine, Scott Pavel, Tracy Turner, Lois Tony McClendon, Danica Ligorio, Sarah Stock Mayo. These are our storytellers, Scott. Adam Nelson. I think those are all the featured storytellers, right? But I always say, and you, because I want stories from everybody. And then we've got dancers. We've got R.M. Guido, Evan Copeland, Kate Jewett, Ryan Push, please don't make me list everybody's
name.
But we've got about 40 artists that I'm paying, and some of whom are volunteering their time because they really believe in this event to perform.
What a wonderful thing! Now, with the dancers, is there music too?
And it'll all be live music with no amplification. So this is acoustic music entirely. Which means it'll be quiet a lot of the night. But that'll help us all lean in and really gather around and listen.
Well, and in cold conditions, sound really carries. And so you think about the warmth of the fire and cool temperatures, the echoing that's going to occur within the square.
And
it's going to sound great.
In the square itself, we've partnered with the Children's Museum, and they have a steam carnival that same day that ends exactly as ours begins. So ideally, people will be pouring out of the Children's Museum greeted by the fires, and we'll have a heated tent in the old square that the Children's Museum is sharing with us. And letting us use. And that's where we'll have vendors of arts and crafts from around the world. We'll have hot drinks. We'll have beer and food. And it'll be a real old square. And it'll all be firelit with candles and oil lamps. And we've been working extensively with the Public Safety Department and Fire Safety to make sure that we've got an abundance of extinguishers and all of that so that we can really give this a shot, you know?
If you're just joining us, this is Greg Manley. He's from City of Play, an organization that encourages you to be more curious and less afraid. I got it.
You
I
got
like it.
It.
M-M-C-L-A. That'd be a nice hat. But more curious, less afraid. Is it cityofplay.org?
Cityofplay.org, that's
and,
right.
And it's the Pittsburgh Firewalk Carnival starting at sunset and ending when it ends on November 23rd and November 24th. Now, you were mentioning to me as we talked, you've got a sort of a gathering hymn or song.
Gosh, a hymn. Well, now you're putting the pressure on me. But yeah, I guess it is. I haven't sung it to many people before, but it's something that I plan on singing at the very beginning of the firewalk to kind of conjure the spirit of the thing.
So you'd be strolling maybe and collecting people, or would you be...
Well, we'll all gather here in the old Allegheny Square, and we'll have several fires here, and just as I light the fires, as soon as that firelight begins to glow, I think I'll gather people and teach them a song, which is a song about why we're doing this to begin with. Tonight, we gather stories by the fire, and I hope that your good spirit in time may learn to love the land. Learn to love the land. And that part repeats. Learn to love the land. That goes on. Learn to love the land tonight. We gather stories by the fire, and our united spirit in time may learn to love the land. Learn to love the land, so our tribe may live in peace. So our tribe, and we hold that, and I go, our tribe, we hold that, and go, our tribe. And then very loud I say, so all tribes may live in peace. Among the myriad, 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 and we get the myriad voices, myriad, 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 myriad. That's it.
Yeah.
Elements of our glorious, hideous nature.
Greg Manley, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's a week from today and the following day, the 23rd and the 24th. It's the Pittsburgh Firewalk Carnival, first ever. And hopefully it'll be the first of more to come at Allegheny Square. Greg's from City of Play. Thank you for sharing that. And here's to a good event. I hope to make it there. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that's been involved, because this has hardly been my event. This has been the result of a lot of people believing something like this could happen.
That's great. Get more details at cityofplay.org. Pittsburgh Fire Walk Carnival, November 23rd and November 24th.